Welcome back to Sports Day, Tuesday night. Time to talk A-League and Perth Glory, almost forgotten about in this summer sporting schedule, given the difficulties and the setbacks they've had. But they are finally going to play their first game in about 43 days. And Aaron Calver, central defender, joins us for a chat now. Aaron, thanks for your time. And you must be pretty excited and pretty relieved to be getting back out on the pitch.
No drama. Thanks for having me. The boys are raring to go after pretty long training base again that we've had to build up and kind of get going. So I think, yeah, come tomorrow night, the boys will be raring to go.
Does it feel like a bit of a pre-season for you, Aaron, a secondary pre-season after only four games to start the year?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's been like, just back to the training pitch. Plenty of practice games within our squad. So, yeah, it's been tough, to be honest, but, yeah, good to finally have the games back.
How long have you spent locked down in a hotel room or home quarantine across that 43 days between games? How long have you been stuck inside?
So we did the 7 days in a hotel in Brizzy and then another 7 days when we got back to Perth at home, so 14 all up.
And how did that affect you in terms of family and being away from loved ones? Was it a major imposition for you?
It wasn't too bad for myself because I'm from Sydney anyway, but I spent it alone with one of the other boys that quarantined with me, so we made the most of it. But yeah, it was more feeling for all the boys that had families back home and couldn't see their extended families outside of that.
What should we expect from the Glory, given the lack of football you've played? You'd imagine it's going to be time to get the chemistry and the match fitness back. Is that the general feeling amongst the group as well?
That's kind of just natural part and parcel of the game. But I think we've got a good squad that's all been working hard. So I think we've got a lot of boys back from injury as well, which will help. So yeah, I think about the start of the game, I think it's just trying to be as ready as we can, and I'm sure we'll grow into the game as it goes on.
What are you hearing, Aaron, in terms of catching up the games you've missed? Are you going to end up playing a bunch of games in succession to catch up to the rest of the competition, or is there going to be periods where the rest of the league isn't playing? How's it all going to work?
I think we'll end up having to play the catch-up games probably midweek. On this little three-week trip now, I think we've got 6 games in 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty jam-packed. And then I imagine towards the end of the season, there'll be a few midweek games to catch up the rest that we've missed.
I mean, 6 games in 3 weeks, it's going to be difficult from both a physical and mental point of view. You're going to have to use your whole squad. It won't just be the 11 lads running around out there. You'll have to draw on some of the reserves, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. The coach is made well aware of that. That's why I was saying before, it's good that we've got a few boys back from injury as well to kind of depth in the squad up. And so I'm sure everyone will be used at some point.
So from your point of view, Aaron, say the Brisbane Roar tomorrow night and then backing up against Sydney FC on Saturday, is that a time frame where you're comfortable to play in that short space of time?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. It'll just be more of a case, I think, of seeing how boys pull up after the game on Thursday. I think when you're fully fit, it's definitely no problems backing up. But yeah, I'm not too sure how the boys are going to feel after, you know, such a long layoff. But I'm sure most of us will be fine to go again. So yeah, like I said, we'll just see how tomorrow goes, and I think we'll address it on Thursday.
We're speaking to Perth Glory central defender Aaron Calver here on Sports Day. What about Brandon O'Neill? We've interviewed him a few times. He's a very positive captain. He has put this scenario down to being a challenge and one that could be a great story at the end of the A-League season. That sort of positivity, has he displayed that week in, week out at training?
Yeah, that's Brando down to a T. His positivity and character's infectious on the rest of the team, so it's rubbing off in good areas for us. So I'm actually his roommate, so it rubs off on me even more, which is good. But yeah, he's a good captain to have at the club.
Very good. A nice little bit of cash for comment there to look after the skipper. What about this man, Dan Sturridge? I know you're probably sick of hearing questions about him. How's his fitness? Is he gonna get out there and play 90 minutes? What's his status? How's he looking?
I'm not too sure about the 90 minutes, but he's definitely available for tomorrow night's game. So I'm sure he'll play some kind of role, just in the capacity we're not sure yet. So yeah, I think he'll be ready to go at some point tomorrow night.
Well, just mind my ignorance. What's the thing holding Daniel back?
I just think it's overall fitness, because he's spent, you know, we talk about having 42 days out of the game. He's probably had nearly 2 years out of the game. So
fair.
yeah, just his overall match fitness, he kind of needs to build into that. It'd be unfair of him to just jump straight in and start playing full games.
Have a quick look at the Brisbane Roar against Sydney FC at the weekend by chance, Aaron.
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I still watch the old team run around sometimes. I've still got a few good mates there. So, I mean, Brizzy did well to get a point, I thought. So they'll be up for the challenge. So it won't be an easy game by any means.
And what have you made of the league? Because it has been difficult and frustrating for so many clubs, not the least of which yours. But to try and get this season completed, the upside to what you're going through now is that you're going to have, presumably, a lot of matches at home in the back half of the season.
Yeah, that's the plan. So I think for us, it's just about trying to pick up as many points as we can, knowing that we have those games up our sleeve, because I know for a fact no team wants to come and travel and play us in Perth, so it's a massive advantage for us to have leading into the finals. So I think if we're there or thereabouts, it'll bode well for us once we get back to Perth.
Well, speaking with Perth Glory defender Aaron Calver, as you mentioned, Aaron, you came over from the Brisbane Roar. What's the difference been between the clubs? Are you enjoying the Perth Glory?
Yeah, I'm loving Perth. You know, it's just such a good group of boys, very very balanced, very well run. Plenty of talent. So I think we've only touched the tip of the iceberg with us in our first four games, and we'll get stronger and stronger as the season goes on. So yeah, I'm loving it.
You touched on it a little bit, but it's difficult to gauge where you sit in the competition, seeing as though you've played half the games. Where do you see yourselves? Are you going to challenge for the title this year? Are you making up the numbers? Where do you sit?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely not here to make up numbers. I don't think any of the boys think that at all. So I think we're very ambitious about what we can do. It's just a matter of going out and doing it. We've done plenty of training for it. So it's just about bringing it all together. And yeah, there's no reason why we can't go all the way. Absolutely.
Yeah. Melbourne City looked like the team still to beat. Is that a fair assessment, albeit early days and such a jumbled fixture?
Yeah, that's probably pretty true. I think them, Melbourne Victory, are looking pretty strong this year as well. So I think they'll be the two teams to kind of beat, and then obviously Sydney are always there and thereabouts. So it's going to be a good comp and a good battle at the top. So hopefully we're a part of it.
Aaron, are you now based over east for the rest of the year, or are the club giving you any indication as how quickly they're going to try and work to get you back to playing games here in Perth?
At the moment, the plan is to come back when the border opens. So
okay.
Whether that be on the 5th or whenever it actually does open, that's when we'll come back, because, physically no way we can get back
good.
Any other way. So,
good.
Hopefully in 2 weeks.
It's been a season thus far of frustration, Aaron, but we do wish you well. Good luck against the Brisbane Roar, followed by Sydney FC. A ton of games over there on the East Coast, but then, of course, our fans hoping to see you in the flesh at HBF Park. Thanks for being part of Sports Day.
Thanks very much.
There it is, Aaron Calver, central defender for Perth Glory. They're 10th on the ladder, 5 points out of the 6, having played 4 games for a win, a draw and 2 losses. And Will Schofield, we go back to when the West Coast Eagles went into quarantine / hub life, essentially, on the Gold Coast. That was tough. This, what the Glory's gone through, is next level.
They would have to fully reset their season. That's why I asked the question off the top. How have they been judging it? Because they played 4 games. That's like a pre-season cup. And then you have a month or more than 6 weeks layoff. That's another pre-season period. So, as Aaron mentioned, I think we should see some pretty fit boys. I mean, they've been training. They haven't been playing, but they should be fit. Interesting on the Daniel Sturridge situation. I'm not sure what's happening there.
Yeah, that's weird. He hasn't played a lot of footy for a while. But interesting you say they should be fit, but there's a big difference surely between being fit through getting some K's in the legs as opposed to match fitness.
Yeah, there is, but you've got to remember they've done a preseason, played some games, and then they've had another patch. So when you get another patch like that, the fitness does maintain. You're not building up. So they may have been able to put a pretty decent run in, and it could benefit them, really. It could bode them well for the rest of the year.
One of the fascinating stories of the A-League season, Perth Glory in action against the Brisbane Roar tomorrow night. Stay with us. More of Sports Day coming up shortly.